But it came to the third step of the cares of this life. Praise the name of the Lord. The legitimate things, the lust of other things entering in. And they could not. That took them. And they stopped short of bringing forth fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time for us to take another look at our lives. I live in an environment and I see Christians right now. We have become experts at giving reasons why we indulge in the earthly, the sensual, the carnal, the devilish. We have perfected our reasons. You say, no, it's because of this. No, it's because of that. Praise the name of the Lord. Reasons don't count with God. The dragon doesn't understand them either. All he knows is that this one is still under my what now? My influence. Praise the name of the Lord. The heathen have entered the sanctuary. Brethren, there are things working in the midst of God's people, in our minds, in our attitudes, in our understanding, our perspective, that is actually challenging the word that we're hearing. Praise the name of the Lord. So a man can hear this word 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Why? There is something within him that seeks to set itself up above the knowledge of what now? Of God. So this word becomes unfruitful to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So why do the heathen want to come into the sanctuary? There is an intention. There is a plan. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I'm going to go through this thing as quickly as I can. I'll give you stories and illustrations from the scriptures. One of them is the story of Samson. Praise the name of the Lord. Samson was the anointed of the Lord. You remember him very well. Tremendous anointing. Great potential. God had great plans for Samson. To use him to deliver who now? Israel. But Samson had a problem. Samson's walls were broken down. Praise the name of the Lord. He had an appetite for the wrong women. Are we together, brethren? You know, some of us have different kinds of appetites for different things. Now, the Bible always uses the term women. Praise the name of the Lord. Whether you're speaking about a godly woman or the strange word now, women. When the Bible talks about the strange woman, it's talking about all the influences, all the enticements, all the appeals, all the flashings, the trappings, the glamour. Do you understand that this word has to do what now? To offer. It appeals to our soul. If you open up to it, he said her path leads straight down to where now? To hell, to destruction. And many mighty men have been slain by her. So Samson loved the things that were outside the boundaries of Israel. And the parents said, can't you find a woman within the covenant? She said, get her for me. For what now? She pleased me. This man was bound by his appetites. He was dominated and controlled. Now, fine enough. Of course, in Nigeria they say when you bring a firewood that has a what now ants on it, what are you doing? You have issued an invitation to the lizard. Do you understand? You will see lizards inside your house very soon. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the Philistines were five cities, right? Praise the name of the Lord. You know what they mean. They speak about the five what now? Senses. Praise the Lord. They came to the girl. They didn't talk to Samson. They came to the lady and said, you are going to do something for us and we will pay you for it. Hallelujah. You will entice this man. That's the assignment. Entice him. And find out for us the secret of what now? Of his strength. The source of it. Find out how we may bind him. Praise the name of the Lord. Find out how we may afflict him. Find out how we can render him, what now? Impotent. The enemy wants to get access to you to go to the source of what now? Your strength. Brethren, worldliness is the enemy of the anointing. Are we together? It is the enemy's strategy to damage the anointing. And brethren, what happened? They got the man. Samson had come to a point where Delilah could get him to sleep any time she wanted. She could tell them, come by 5 o'clock, Samson will be sleeping. Do you know why? She had programmed herself into, you know, she could not control him. There are people you can tell that they are going to be at a nightclub. Do you understand? Tomorrow night. Do you understand? That's their pattern. That's their habit. There are powers within them that are now manipulating them, and you can predict them. The man who walks by the Spirit, you can't predict him. Amen. You don't know where he will be at any time. He's being quickened. Praise the name of the Lord. And so there are opportunities for everybody. It's like going back to the tree in the garden, the two trees. Praise the name of the Lord. You are being given an opportunity again to choose what your destiny, what your end will be. Praise the name of the Lord. And it's important. Part of what we're going to be looking at is the fact that you are making choices every day. As you are sitting down here, you have made a choice. Praise the name of the Lord. Coming here was a choice. Staying here is a choice. Listening to the word is a choice. Now acting upon that word, responding to it, is also what now? A choice. One thing you are going to learn about choices is that every choice made has a consequence. Praise the name of the Lord. Every time you make a choice, there is a consequence that is attached to that choice. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why we are encouraged at this time to be circumspect. In other words, to consider everything you are doing, think about it what now, carefully. Because the implications of what you are doing now will be different from yesterday. Praise the name of the Lord. If you did certain things yesterday and you got away with it, the chances are you may not get away with it today. Praise the name of the Lord, because there are powers in the atmosphere working for good or for what now? Or for bad. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so having understood this, we have here a lamentation. The psalmist here, by the Spirit, was lamenting. He was crying out unto God about a situation that was going on in Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the heathen, the nations, have come into, where now? The sanctuary of God. Praise the name of the Lord. They have crossed certain boundaries. They have crossed certain thresholds into God's environment, into holy ground, into holy territory. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? And they were not supposed to be there. They're not supposed to be found there. But not only have they come in, they have taken hold of the people of God and they are killing them, spilling their blood. Praise the name of the Lord. Not that they were not burying them. They will leave them for the beasts of the field and for the birds of the air to eat them up. In Israel, it was a disgrace not to be buried. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a disgrace that somebody was not buried. Now, we are going to look at it and see how this thing affects us today. What does this scripture have to do with you and me at this time and at this season that you are all living? Much more for the young people. But for everybody. Praise the name of the Lord. This heathen came in into the sanctuary and defiled the land. You know what it means to defile a land? Praise the name of the Lord. It corrupted the land. They made the land unclean. They made the land unholy. A land that was sacred, sanctified, set apart for holy use. Suddenly, by reason of certain things that have come in, that land became what now? Defiled and corrupted. And brethren, whenever an abomination comes into the sanctuary, the presence of the Lord does what now? It departs. Praise the name of the Lord. Because God says, I cannot share my environment with what now? With these things. Praise the name of the Lord. The presence of the Lord departs. And the devil is aware of that. Praise the name of the Lord. He knows that very well. There are things about the laws of holiness. The devil knows it very well. I'll give you an illustration. Balaam was invited to come and curse who now? Israel. You know the story very well. Good. He came, he attempted to curse Israel. He did all his enchantments, did all his divinations, and nothing was working. Praise the name of the Lord. Then he came, he gave a counsel to Balak. Say, look, this one is not going to work, but I'm going to tell you what you can do. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? He said, go and get the most beautiful woman in your territory. Praise the name of the Lord. Dress them in the skimpiest, do you understand, dress that you can find. That includes spaghetti hand. Do you understand? And the rest of them. Now, as we're going to go on, brethren, we're going to touch things that have to do with lifestyle. You know, sometimes people look at the issues of lifestyle as if it's just a matter of what I like and what I don't what now like. I like this. You can like anything. Praise the name of the Lord. After all, Eve saw the fruit, she liked it. Nobody told her the consequences. Now, what I'm trying to share with you tonight is the consequences and the implications of what you like and what you don't like. Praise the name of the Lord. So, these ladies came dressed with their skimpy dresses and they began to parade themselves around the camp. They didn't come in initially. Are we together? They wouldn't come in, but they were near enough to the camp to distract the young men. It was the young men that were their targets. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? When the young men began to lose interest in the sanctuary and they began to look outside the camp, they were hooked. Praise the name of the Lord. The next thing, they began to sneak out of camp. Are we together? The next thing you knew, these girls not only stopped there, they now invited them to the feasts of their what now? Their gods. The young men were already hooked. They were captured. They were enamored. They were smitten. They had no choice. Like a sheep led to the slaughter, they went on and began to worship other gods. That was it. From that point, it was God who smote them. Brethren, are we together? They had fallen into a deadly trap. And God smote them. Now, that is the enemy. And the Bible tells us that we are not to be unaware of the devices of the enemy. You know, sometimes I see God's people full of sophistication. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm proud of our sophistication. We're proud of our clothes, our shoes, our hairstyles, and all that. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. But one of the things the Bible says that we should not be, what now? Ignorant of the devices. The enemy has devices. You know what devices are? Strategies. There's a way the devil functions. And there's something very funny about him. He is very consistent. Praise the name of the Lord. If you are schooled in his devices, you will spot him out very easily. He can't change. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, we are living in a time when these devices are operating at a peak. And God's people are being enjoined of God to be well aware of these devices. You know, I was looking at the news. You know, the situation in Israel and in Gaza. Do you understand that? It is very interesting. These people dug what now? Tunnels. I don't know if you understand. Israel knew that there were tunnels, but they never knew the extent of the tunnels. They were shocked
when they found tunnels that had gone right under into the land of what now? Of Israel. These guys would, they, two things, they were using those tunnels for two things. One, they were getting supplies from Egypt. Praise the name of the Lord. They were getting food. They were getting arms. They were strengthening themselves because they were being supplied from Egypt. Then two, with these tunnels, they could creep into the land of Israel. Come out. Strike. And do what now? Disappear. And so, you could be left wondering, what's happening? What's going on? Praise the name of the Lord. How is the enemy striking me? There are tunnels. You know what they did with those tunnels? They fortified them. These are concrete tunnels. Praise the name of the Lord. They pile them with concrete. And brethren, see, the enemy has a plan to creep in unawares. Praise the name of the Lord. Creep in unawares while men sleep and enter into the land to do havoc. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what are we talking about? Brethren, we're talking about our souls. We're talking about the world. We're talking about influences, as we are going to see. We're talking about manipulations, control. The entirety of the world, you know, is controlled by a world, a parallel world. Do you understand that? That influences and manipulates. You know, the Bible says that the whole world lieth where? In wickedness. Fine. What does that mean in the Greek? It means it lieth in the sway and the manipulation and the influence of the evil one. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the essence of the word of God to us is to open our eyes. Now, when your eyes are opened, the next time you see a model in a magazine, you will see that thing for what now it is. You are not seeing well. When you are attracted to the wrong things, there is a problem with your eyes. And there's a problem with your heart. And it means, as long as that situation exists, you will always have an issue. You will keep feeling that these people are, you understand, pushing me, always on this thing and that. Why? There's a problem right in the heart. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we come around. Sometimes I see our young people powerfully sophisticated. We feel proud of our sophistication. Praise the name of the Lord. Am I saying something strange? No. We're very proud. I can tell you something. How you look always tells about the state of your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. How you look always. The body is merely a vehicle to express your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. And the state of your soul will always determine what you do. How you look. It will always determine what you want to project into your environment. You don't understand. Praise the name of the Lord. And so when you see a man in, you know, who is having change in his soul, there are things about him that begin to change. Praise the name of the Lord. We had a situation in those days when a man becomes a Christian, his appearance changes. Do you understand that? It was clear. There was something in them. The doctrine that we were taught was to renounce what now? The world. Praise the name of the Lord. Now a time, certain men crept in unawares. Men ordained of old unto condemnation. I was reading a scripture recently. It says that the temple, you are the temple of God. And that if any man defiles the temple of God. Now, Amplified also says, by strong doctrines. I don't know if you understand my point. With wrong and false and corrupting doctrines, that God will destroy that person with death. Because we are the temple of God. And brethren, yes, men are creeping in. And men have crept in.
And spirits are creeping in. And spirits have crept in into the sanctuary of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what we are dealing with are not issues. We are dealing with spirits. And the earlier we get to understand that, the better for what now? All of us. For every sphere of activity in the world system, there are spirits that have what now? Rule. Are we together, brethren? There are spirits that have rule over them. And may the Lord open our eyes. When your eyes open, all your struggle will cease. Praise the name of the Lord. You will enter into rest concerning the affairs of this life. Now, praise the name of the Lord. What is the sanctuary of the Lord? You see that the hidden have entered. I will talk about that, then I'll talk about who the hidden are. What is the sanctuary of the Lord? Amen. I want to read a scripture. Let's start from there. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. We'll just see if we can define that quickly enough, and then we'll move on. Praise the name of the Lord. I read verse 17. This was a song that Moses sang when God delivered Israel with a mighty deliverance at the Red Sea. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 17 of Exodus chapter 15. Let's read. He said, "You will bring them in." Moses was prophesying by the Spirit. It was a prophetic song. He said, "You will bring them in to the land and plant them on your own mountain." Praise the name of the Lord. "And plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hand have established." Praise the name of the Lord. When God brought Israel out of Egypt, He planned to bring them into a place. And He planned to plant them there. He planned that they be rooted there and grounded in that place and established in that place. And He called it the mountain of His inheritance. He called it the sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what does that mean? Where is Egypt? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm sure we all understand that this journey from Egypt to Canaan is the journey of the soul. Amen. That's very clear, is it? Eh? Praise the name of the Lord. It's a journey of the soul. You know, sometimes I talk with Christians. Some days ago, somebody said, "But heaven is up there." The Bible says that up, you know. I said, listen, that the realm of the spirit is adimensional. It doesn't have east or west. Do you understand that? Brethren, are we together? Okay. It doesn't have north or south. It does not have the boundaries that we know in this, do you understand, natural realm. It is simply a parallel dimension. So that as I'm talking here now, heaven is what now? Around me. Do we understand that? Praise the name of the Lord. Now when God created man, He put him in a high place. Heavenly places. High places. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul of man was operating in heavenly places. The interest that man had, the appetite was what now? Heavenly. Are we together? Your appetite tells you at which frequency you are what now? Operating. If you would rather watch a movie or a football match than read your Bible and pray, that tells you where you are. Are we together? Are we together, brethren? No, you can assess for yourself where you are. God wants that you will feed. He said that your feeding place will be in the high what now? Places. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, what I'm trying to tell you is that your Christian faith should affect your hobbies. Are we together? You know, I was talking with a brother some last week, and he was feeling bad that a lot of the brethren who have been listening to the kingdom message, end time message, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years, are not changing. Their temperament is still the same thing. Are we together, brethren? Their appetite is still the same thing. Their attitudes are still the same thing. Their habits are still the same thing. I say, well, why not? Why not? Praise the name of the Lord. Why not? First of all, I don't know what word you are listening to. Two, I don't know what you do. See, if you stay here, we're going to be here, we've been here for about how many days now? 5-6 days, right? 7 days. We're going to leave this place. What you do with what you hear here, it's not here. It's when you live here. Praise the name of the Lord, that this word is going to be meaningful to you. You have to bring it into the context of your environment. You have to listen to the word again. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to listen to it again. You have to spend time with it. You have to treasure it. You have to value it. You can't. A lot of Christians live here and they get out. That's the end of it. They are TV addicts. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? They spend more time in the wrong environments. Your soul eats the wrong things. Whatever you feed your soul, that's what you're going to get. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God put man in a high place. But by the way, virtue of the fall of man, man fell into low places and began to eat from the garbage dump. Began to eat trash. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? And he began to find that his appetite began to gravitate towards trash. That tells you where you are. Praise the name of the Lord. That tells you where you are. But God, brethren, wants to bring us. He wanted to bring us. And he still wants to bring us into his sanctuary. Into his presence. Into a place in the spirit where your soul will eat that which is good. Praise the name of the Lord. He said your soul will delight itself in what now? In fatness. You will begin to have an appetite for spiritual things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So your soul is the target in this whole thing. Man, God wanted to bring us into his sanctuary, a heavenly place, a spiritual place, a high place in the spirit. So God's sanctuary is the realm of the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. It's the realm where God's spirit dominates our soul, dominates our thinking, dominates our appetite, dominates our affections. It also dominates the kind of friends that we keep. Do you understand me, brethren? A lot of us here have friends that are not commendable. I'm talking to young people. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You have friends. We were talking this morning during the discussion time. I said, listen, the test of every relationship is the influence that relationship has on you. Are we together? You need to take stock of your friends. You're getting nowhere if your friends are unbelievers. You're getting nowhere if they are Christians who don't have values. Praise the name of the Lord. You're going nowhere because relationships are designed by God to influence. Do you understand that? Iron sharpens what now? Iron. Evil communication corrupts what now? Good manners. Now, if you want to go far, there are a lot of stock taking that we need to do about our lives. Because this is the time. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to give thought to your lifestyle based on understanding as the word of God is coming to you. Who are my friends? Why am I friends with these people? You know, sometimes, you see, we admire the wrong things. I like, do you understand? The way she dresses. The way she carries, we understand herself. And you want to be associated with her. Praise the name of the Lord. But are we together? Something is wrong with your soul. Amen. 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 This is time to take what now? Stock. God said, I wanted to bring them and to plant them. You know, when you plant something, praise the name of the Lord, you are rooting it. It is established there. Amen. Amen. I want to root them. I want to ground them. I want them to be established in the heavens, to draw their nourishment from the heavens, to be rooted, to be stabilized there too. That was God's plan. So the heavens, that stream of the Spirit, is God's word now, sanctuary. And brethren, we are getting ready to enter that sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. To step into certain dimensions and not come back again. Praise the name of the Lord. Also, you are God's sanctuary. You know that very well. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says you are what now? The temple of what? The living God. So we're talking about you, your soul. God says, build me a what now? Sanctuary that I may dwell where? Amongst you, in you and among you. So we are God's sanctuary. Our soul is God's sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? So the enemy has an intention to enter God's sanctuary, your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything that happens around you, the world system that you live in, has only one plan, how to get access to where? To your soul. That is the end of the matter. That is the name of the game. As you're walking on the road, you see everything around you. What is he intended for? To have what now? Access into what now? Your soul. Why? Because that is where the business is taking place. Your soul is like a womb. Praise the name of the Lord. Not only is it like a womb, it's like a factory, a manufacturing process. When God said to man, be fruitful and what now? And multiply. He wasn't just speaking only of having children in what now? In the natural. He was also speaking about reproducing godliness. Do you understand that? The soul was supposed to be a factory, producing godliness, producing righteousness, producing holiness. Do you understand that? Increasing in it, you know, and exporting it. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, but the funny thing about the soul is that it has the capacity, whatever you put there, it does what? It reproduces it, it increases it, it enlarges it. So if trash gets in there, that's the way it happens. Now, the nearest illustration we can see that is that of viruses. Do you understand that? A virus gets into, for instance, you know, computers. I learned a very bitter lesson recently about free apps. Do you understand? Free downloads on the internet. Hello? You understand what I'm saying? They say download free. Brethren, there's nothing free. Are we together? Nothing free. And brethren, when you look around you, the world seems to offer you certain things free. There are attachments. In those downloads, there is malware, spyware, bugs, viruses. Are we together? Nothing is what now? Free. That's how, and the moment these things get into your system, they begin to do what now? Reproduce. They begin to multiply. They begin to go into a pre-programmed what now? Activity. The end point is I could crash your system. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, brethren, in our environment here, there are spirits. You notice that when God told Adam, he said he put him in a garden. Do you understand that? Now, that garden is a realm in the spirit. That garden is also Adam's soul. Are we together? So in other words, Adam's soul was in a high place in the world now, in the spirit. But God told him, guard this garden. Secure it. Keep it. Meaning that there were what now? Enemies. Hostile entities round about the garden. The world you are living in, brethren, is hostile. Don't get too comfortable here. Young people, are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't get too comfortable. This thing you are in it is an enemy. It is designed, perfected. You know, this war system was designed. One thing, to get access into what now? Your soul. and to use your soul to sustain their life. There are spirit entities. They use your soul to multiply their life. They use your soul to increase their life. But most importantly, they want to use you to get access into God's presence. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Praise the name of the Lord. Brother Bot was talking about, he said that the sons of God gathered together and Satan what now came amongst them. They are spies. You can be a spy if you come in here carrying a bug. You know what I mean by bug? Spirits. Then you are a spy. Joseph looked at his brother and said, you people are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, brethren, that is the point. The enemy wants access to your soul. He wants to take it over. If you look through the scriptures, you read a lot of things that sometimes don't make sense to you about the hidden. Somewhere in Ezekiel, Ezekiel said that the enemy is saying, aha, aha, the ancient high places are ours in what now? In possession. We are taking over. We are now in control. We are now in charge. When the enemy takes in, moves in, he takes your mind. You know, I've seen people, you know, who got into, you know, on the internet, when you open up to do normal browsing, the next thing you see, something pops up, right? Asian girls. You understand? Somebody says, hi, like me, and you see a photograph. Do you understand the point? They keep popping up. Whether you like it or not, they just keep showing up. Of course, you understand. They use cookies and all that, you know, to just get into your system. That way, they are enticing you. Now, if you are silly enough to click, you will see a picture. Do you understand? What is the enemy doing? He's putting something in front of you. If you are silly enough to click again, you see another picture. After a while, you get hooked. Now, what has happened? Certain bugs have entered into your system that are now controlling you. They take your will. You are saying, no, I won't do this. But you find yourself, do you understand, doing it. Because certain viruses have entered into your soul and they are now controlling you and manipulating you. You have become addicted. You now know you are in a form of captivity. David cried out. He said that the cords of death have what now? Bound me. Now these are bonds in the soul. Chains in the soul that have come because of certain exposures to what now? Our what? Environment. You find yourself addicted to certain things. They become habits so powerful, so strong, that you seem not to be able to do what now? To break away. Well, I can tell you something. If you can become addicted to these things, you can also become addicted to the Word of God. Are we together, brethren? You can become addicted to God's Word. So, you can choose what to expose yourself to. And the truth is that when you're addicted to this one, you leave this one alone. Because you can't carry the two. There are two things that are incompatible. If you are in the spirit, you will not fulfill the deeds of what now? The flesh. There are two realms giving signals to you. You know, if you look at Amplified, Amplified calls them impulses. These are signals coming. You know, like the Bible says, the horse leech in the book of Proverbs. You understand? It says, you understand? Giving you signals like that. Feed me. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, we find ourselves submitting, surrendering to these forces. Now, these hidden, because that's what they are. Praise the name of the Lord. They are unclean spirits that have taken over the souls. And brethren, you see, out of these things, every false doctrine comes out. You understand the point? When a man is taken by pornography, the next thing you hear on TV saying, oh, that
there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a harmless thing. That masturbation, do you understand, is okay. Praise the name of the Lord. I've seen a preacher, you know that very well. Hallelujah. Why? If you go behind, there is something. Praise the name of the Lord. So every false doctrine came out of a failure. Let me call it a moral failure. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Now, so the things we do in life are not just regular things. The enemy is seeking to project things into our consciousness. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the way advertisement works. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the way it works. That is why we came to a point in life when women were starving themselves to death to maintain a skinny shape. Are you getting my point? People were starving themselves. Some of them eventually developed a, what do they call it now? Anorexia. And they couldn't stop again. Why? Spirit has also what now? Taken over. What makes you think that it is a slimmer person is better than a plumper person? You understand the point? Why? It's what you have been fed. It's not good to be, you understand, for health reasons. But not matter of, you know, this is, you know, nothing like that. I am fearfully and what now? Wonderfully made. Now, because of this, certain individuals are not okay with what they are. Because one magazine, one friend has told them a lie and they've believed what now? The lie. The heathen have come into where now? The sanctuary. And they are influencing our thinking. They are influencing our culture. They are influencing our attitude, our mentality. They influence the clothes that we wear. It's such a battle for Christians to learn how to dress decently, because we are looking at the wrong places. We're looking at the wrong people. And brethren, this heathen, you know, when you spirits have human instruments that work for them. Praise the name of the Lord. Some of them are footballers, role models, musicians. Praise the name of the Lord. Actors and actresses. You know all of them. Millionaires. And they create trends. And the whole world does what now? Follows those trends. And that includes Christians. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This heathen have entered the sanctuary. You as a person, you can have a friend who is a heathen. Praise the name of the Lord. A stranger to the covenant. Hallelujah. Have you ever found yourself admiring the wrong person? Praise the name of the Lord. Because he looks sophisticated. And you want to be like that. There's a bug somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? See, you know, when I was doing my youth service here, I served in River State. That's where I learned spiritual warfare. I chased Mami Water from one end, when it was one state, to the other end. I saw things that, up to today, when I talk about them, my wife finds it difficult to believe. But they happened, I saw them with my eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And after dealing with that, when I see women walking around, I know what is inside man. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. You know, sometimes you see a lady, she's so well dressed, you know, and walking like this. When I see something different. Are we together? I see things different. Because I've seen them do things. I've been in a place like this and somebody, a woman, just walked through the wall and came into my room where I was staying. This was after some 3 days of, you know, we went on an outreach somewhere and it was terrible. Now, so when you see them walking on the road,
there are things in man. That's why, you see, the Bible says that we look not at the things that are what now are seen. We have lived so much on the outward. I was sharing a scripture with my wife. You know, Paul was saying that if we are present in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Many of us are present in the body because we are much more conscious of the things what now in our environment. The more conscious we are of things in this environment, the more absent we are from the Lord. Because we only see. You know, when man, before man fell, he was not depending on these eyes to see. He had other eyes. The Bible talks about the seven eyes. Are we together? He had these eyes, but his judgment was not based on what now? These eyes. Until man sinned and fell, and these other eyes were what now? Closed. The Bible says his foolish heart became darkened. He was now dependent on what now? These eyes. And the enemy knows that these eyes can be easily manipulated. You understand what I'm trying to say? These eyes can be manipulated in so many ways. There are things, there are paintings you see, you look at them, it's not actually what you're seeing. Do you understand that? Of course, the eyes see things. You know, what I'm seeing now is simply a function of, you know, what my eyes see, it sends a signal to my brain. Whatever my brain interprets, that is what I call it. But the enemy can manipulate, he becomes an expert in manipulating, you understand, visions, images. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, there are mysteries about images that we have not been able to fully what now comprehend. How things you see, paintings and symbols and all that, have power to influence our soul in very mysterious what now ways. How colors affect us, how sound affects us, how smell affects us. Praise the name of the Lord. These things have influences upon the soul. And the Lord knows that. That's our environment. But you see, brethren, God wants us to begin to be strengthened with might by His Spirit. Where? In the inward man. So that this environment cannot have what now? Influence and access to us anymore. That's what the Bible means when it's talking about building up the walls of Jerusalem. Very simple. Praise the name of the Lord. So that the things that dominate our lives and influence us are things that come from where? From the Spirit of God. From the presence of God. We become present with the Lord. We become what now? Absent from the body. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? You see, why I'm trying to say this in brethren is because we are at a point of definition. The dragon has an allotted territory. Are we together? It's a deal. The Lord says, from here to here is your territory. Beyond this place, you touch nobody. Praise the name of the Lord. So the dragon's business is to make sure that he keeps you within what now? His territory. As long as you are here, legally, he has right. Whether you're born again or not, this is what now? His territory. And the Lord is saying, come away. Praise the name of the Lord. Come away. You remember what happened when Absalom came against David. David left Jerusalem, crossed the brook of Kidron, for he had not gone far enough. He needed to cross the river, what now? Jordan, to be entirely safe from Absalom. Praise the name of the Lord. And so God had to send a ministry to him. Say, look, I know you're tired. I know you're weak. I know you're discouraged. You've passed through so much. But you need to wake up this night and do what? And cross the river Jordan. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, do not allow the dragon to keep us within his territory. That's said, love not the world, neither the things that are what now in the world. It is the power of these things that keep the, if you look at the parable of the sower, they overcame the first step. They heard the word, they believed. Fine. They even moved to the second step where, you know, of a rocky ground, they prevailed. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We thank God for what He has been doing in our midst so far. And I believe that God is on the move. Amen. The devil is at work in this generation. But the Bible says that wherever sin abounded, grace much more. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That which God is doing is always greater. Praise the name of the Lord. It's always mightier. Always more powerful. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, so we are confident. No matter the darkness, the light will shine. And the darkness will not overpower it. Will not resist it. Will give way to the light. Praise the name of the Lord. Shall we turn to Psalm 79? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 79. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I read. It says, O God, the nations have come into the land of your people, your inheritance. Your sacred temple have they defiled. They have made Jerusalem heaps of ruins. The dead bodies of your servants have they given as food to the birds of the heavens. The flesh of your saints to the beasts of the earth. Their blood they have poured out like water round about Jerusalem, and there was none to bury them. For because of such humiliation, we have become a taunt and a reproach to our neighbors, a mocking and a derision to those who are round about us. Praise the name of the Lord. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? Shall your jealousy, which cannot endure a divided allegiance, burn like fire? Pour out your wrath upon the Gentile nations who do not acknowledge you, and upon the kingdoms that do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid his dwelling and laid waste his dwelling and his pasture. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to reflect on something that is an ongoing situation, an ongoing challenge to the people of God, much more particularly to the young people, the youth of this generation. Praise the name of the Lord. We are living in the time that the Bible calls the fullness of times. Praise the name of the Lord. It's the climax of everything. The climax of darkness and the climax of what now? Of light. Praise the name of the Lord. It's important that you know this. It's the time when things are going to be settled. People are going to take their places. People are going to be settled, rewarded, praise the name of the Lord, for all the choices that they have made through life. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? You are living in a time that is not ordinary. It's a peculiar time. There are powers, there are forces that are being released to quicken everything. So you look around, you see wickedness quickening. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a power there is an energy, there's a force that is quickening it. Praise the name of the Lord, because it is a time. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, also, you are also living in a time when the force of righteousness, because it works by the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, when she got him to sleep upon her laps, she most likely gave him wine to drink. Praise the name of the Lord. And they came and they shaved off his hair. Samson said, if my hair were shaven, I shall become weak and ordinary, just like a mere man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Many young Christians and even old ones today are not functional for God, because we have habits, we have hobbies, we have pastimes, we have activities that destroy life. You have no plan to amount to anything for God. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that the adulteress hunted for the precious what now? Substance, the precious life. There is something within you that is vital. That thing has a capacity to turn this world upside down. Praise the name of the Lord. That thing has a capacity to call fire down from heaven. That thing has a capacity to raise the dead, to heal the sick. But if you waste your time with harlots and a harlot system, you will end up in poverty. You will end up eating with swine. That's why the heathen want to come into your territory. There's something we read here in Psalm 79. He said that they have taken the flesh of your people, God's people, and given it to the birds of the air. And given it to what now? The beasts of the air. You remember what Goliath said to David? He said, come, I will take your bird, your flesh, and I will feed it to what now? The birds of the air and the beasts. The enemy has a target for you. Unfortunately, a lot of God's people live ignorant lives. They come back from work, settle down, put on the TV, watch the TV. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when they are feeling sleepy, they go to sleep. Praise the name of the Lord. Then from one activity to the other. You know, Nigeria, we have a lot of activities. One naming ceremony is taking place. Chief fancy title, traditional marriage. Do you understand? One ceremony after the other, and we feel obliged to attend them. Oh, it's my cousin's brother's. You know, we have a problem here with extended family system. So we burn out ourselves trying to make other people happy at the cost of the precious substance. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, look, if you want to walk this way, you have to come to a point of focus and consecration. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to begin to realize that you are a priest. There's a precious unction upon your head. Do you understand that? There are certain.
Nehemiah was engaged in. Yes, sir. You want to know that as a priest, you understand, your life is actually regimented. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not every invitation you should accept. Are we together?
Yes.
You are no longer available to the world in a very social sense. You know, in Africa, in Nigeria, our social life is a challenge. Praise the name of the Lord. And it's a challenge because of the extended family, what now? kiss them. Everybody expects that, oh, if your my daughter is doing this, my
you are doing this, we are opening the house, we are warming the house. Do you understand? Or, you know, here we have reasons to just call a feast. Praise the name of the Lord. And we feel, I've seen Christians who feel so obliged. I say, look, you are not yet ready until you come to the point where you can tell people, so I'm sorry. Praise the name of the Lord. I am a what now? A priest. Praise the name of the Lord. I am a priest. Your life must have focus. Praise the name of the Lord. Your life must have focus. Nehemiah, they were engaged in building the city. And what happened? This man planned. I said, we're going to do what now? Creep into their what now? Their midst, unawares. And then we're going to stop the work. Cause the work to do what? To stop. There is a work going on in your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. A work of change. A work of transformation. A work of birthing. God is birthing something within you. But the enemy has a target to stop that work. Praise the name of the Lord. If we are not watching. Praise the Lord. And so Goliath said, I will take your flesh. You know, when we're talking about flesh, we're talking about a form of energy that your soul does what now? Produces. Amen. Certain spirits feed on it. He said, I will give it to the birds of the air. Praise the name of the Lord. I will give your flesh to the birds. I will give your flesh to the beasts of the field. Now, what does that mean for us today? What was Goliath's intention? What does the enemy have for us, you know, to feed our flesh to these unclean spirits? You know, we've told the story here. When God made man, you remember, he said, let us make man in our own what now? Image. He said, let them have what? Dominion over the birds of the air. Was man made to be a hunter of birds? Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, we're talking about the parable of the sower today. Right? A sower went forth to do what now? To sow seed. He found out there were other things that were interested in what? In that seed. Praise the name of the Lord. And he called them foul birds of what now? Of the air. Now these are spirits of deception. Of pride, of high-mindedness, of arrogance, of what now? Conceit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The moment we begin to allow the spirit of the world to enter, we become what now? Puffed up, proud, high-minded. Sometimes a little money comes into your pocket. You know what happens to you? Your shoulder does what? It goes up. This spirit begin to feed upon you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What about the beasts of the field? These are spirits that have to do with anger, your emotions. Praise the name of the Lord. Jealousy, anger, wrath, variance, sedition, heresy, emulation, strife and contention. Praise the name of the Lord. God said, look, don't offer me an offering torn by wild beasts. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our soul, we must set a guard. There is no way you can amount to anything with God if you do not watch. The Bible says that we should guard our heart with what now? All diligence. Set a watch over your heart. The things you look with your what now? Eyes. The things you meditate over. The kind of friends that you keep. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a woman in the scriptures. Her name was Rispa. Recently, I began to look at that woman's story. Rispa was a concubine of Saul. Praise the name of the Lord. She was a concubine of Saul. And from Saul to who now? Abner. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but something happened when David became king. There was a famine in the land. And David went and sought the Lord. And they said, this famine is because of Saul and his bloody house. Because Saul went and killed who now? The Gibeonites. You remember the story? Praise the name of the Lord. And so, the famine was terrible. David said, what do we do? David went and saw the Gibeonites. What can we do to appease you? So that this famine will what now? Stop. The Gibeonites said, we don't want any compensation. Oh, it is Saul. Give us 7 men from his house. Kill them. Because he tried to exterminate us. And we'll be okay. That's the end of the story. And so, they had to look for 7 men. They got 2 from Rizpah, 2 of her sons for Saul. And then some 5 from one of Micah's sister. Praise the name of the Lord. They took them and they hung them. And Rizpah went. And the Bible says she took a tent and spread it on a rock and sat there. Now this thing happened at the beginning of the barley harvest. Now of course we could talk on that. If you know what barley is, Passover. Praise the name of the Lord. But she sat there from Passover and began to watch this thing. She said that at day, the birds of the air came to feast on those flesh. She did what now? She fought them out. At night, the beasts of the field came. She did what now? She fought them. She watched day and night. She refused to give sleep to her eyes. So that these birds do not feed upon this flesh. Now, when you look at it, you could see a story. You know, the problem was not her problem. Praise the name of the Lord. It was actually an ancestral thing. The young men who died did not die for what they did. It was something their ancestor did. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, her faithfulness provoked David. When David heard what Rizpah had done, you know what David did? He went to the root of the matter and recovered the bones of Saul from what now? The Philistines. Now, what does this story have to do with us? Now, God is looking for watchers today. A lot of Christians, we are careless in our lifestyle. And so we give the enemy room to feed upon our flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. We have things. Look, one problem, I keep talking about the movies. If there's one thing that undermines the word we receive, Christians watch the wrong movies and they watch it too much. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? And then we wonder why we are not changing. Why are we not changing? You are feeding on trash. You are not watching over your soul. The Bible says that we should watch your heart. Guard it. Set a watch upon it. Make sure that these things don't come in. If they come, they undermine the potency of the word that you receive. They make the word unfruitful. They render it impotent. It does not change you because you are bringing in other strange things that emasculate that word. She was a watcher. Praise the name of the Lord. And I believe that, brethren, God is raising up watchers at this time who are watching their soul, guarding it and watching it, because there's a precious substance within what now? The soul that must be preserved. Praise the name of the Lord. If we don't watch, Abraham watched too. God told Abraham, I want to make a covenant with you. Before we can move another step, we need to agree on certain things. Bring this offering. And so Abraham had to bring certain offerings and put them before the Lord. The birds he didn't cut. The beasts he caught. Praise the name of the Lord. And he put them there. He opened them up. Of course, it was a covenant of Abraham, open your heart to me. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't hide anything from me. Do you understand? I bring my heart to you, Lord. Do you understand? Look at it the way it is. And brethren, God made a covenant with him that day and began to tell him things about the mystery of the cross. The mystery of suffering. You know, today in the church, people preach the doctrine of blessings. God has gone beyond that. God is going to the doctrine of sacrifice. The doctrine of offering. What the blessing is is good. But now God is looking for people who will lay themselves down, who realize that their whole life is being prepared to be an offering unto who? Unto God. So we are coming to a point. Abraham, God told Abraham, bring your son, offer him. And the journey started. There were servants. There was son. Praise the name of the Lord. Now we together, they came to a point on the third day. Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place from afar off. Amen. Friend, a time has come we need to lift up our eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. From the things around us, the cares of this life, and to see where God has called us to. The moment he lifted up his eyes, you know what he did? He told the servants, stay here with the asses. Keep on doing church here. We are coming. I and the lad will go up yonder. Make this offering and then we'll come back to you again. Now, this is the time of that separation. I'll give you another illustration. Saul went to look for his father's asses. Praise the name of the Lord. He went with a servant. Are we together now? And Samuel met him. You know, Samuel said, Saul, just stand aside. Just slow down. Stop. Stand still. Let the servant go on with the asses. I want to talk to you about the kingdom. I want to tell you about the kingdom. And so the servant continued. You know, I looked at these two stories and I saw something very interesting. In the first one, Abraham went on. In the second one, they stopped. So, you see, the first one was spiritual. A time comes when some people will stand still. Others will do what now? We'll move on. The second one was outward. Outwardly, church is going on. Praise the name of the Lord. Making great progress. But some people are standing still before the Lord to hear about the kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to talk to you about the kingdom. Forget the asses. He said they have been found. The father is more concerned about the son. What shall I do concerning my son? Brethren, God is speaking to us things now. But before God could talk to Abraham, Abraham had to make a covenant. And brethren, he stood to watch over that sacrifice. Brethren, you are being called to guard your heart with all what now? Diligence. Watch the influences upon your life. Watch the friends you keep. Watch the environment you expose yourself to. Brethren, we cannot afford to dwell carelessly anymore. The people of God are very careless. Everything goes with us. Everything goes. All that we know is that we are end time. We attend end time fellowship. We hear kingdom message. And then we go back and open up to all kinds of things. And we're wondering, why are we not changing? Brethren, God is requiring something much more from us. The heathen must be taken out of the sanctuary. God told Ezekiel, say, look, I am angry with you in that you have allowed uncircumcised. You have brought in strangers into my sanctuary. Brethren, when we accommodate certain things, we are bringing strangers into God's word now, sanctuary. Don't you understand that because of you, those things can come around? They come, they stay in our environment. And God says, I abhor these things. I don't want to see them around. Praise the name of the Lord. It's time to drive the strangers out. Praise the name of the Lord. They come to spy our liberty. They come to bring us under subjection. Paul said we won't give them no space for 1 hour. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. It's a call. We need to look at our lives again. We need to look at the things we have accommodated and tolerated and allowed to be a part of our person, a part of our personality. God says, I don't want it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I do not want them anymore. Let me read from Ezekiel 44. Praise the name of the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 44. I'll read that quickly and see how to begin to round up. What's my time? Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read from verse 5 of Ezekiel 44. I'm just going to jump from verse 5. Are we there? Praise the Lord. Amplified. And the Lord said to me, Son of man, mark well and set your heart to see with your eyes and hear with your ears all that I say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord and its laws. Listen to this. He says, and mark well and set your heart to know who are allowed to enter the temple and all those who are excluded from the sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. And you shall say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, O you house of Israel, let all your previous abominations be enough for you. Do not repeat them. You have brought into my sanctuary aliens, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute and profane it, even my house. Praise the name of the Lord. And when you offer my bread, the fat and the blood, and through it all, and in addition to all your abominations, they and you have broken my covenant. And you have not kept charge of my holy things, but you have chosen foreign keepers to please yourselves, and have set them in charge of my sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary, where no one but the priest might enter, of any foreigner who are among the children of Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, this has a dual implication. If we continue to tolerate and allow these things within our person, amen, a time will come when our marriage with them will become a permanent what now? Marriage. Do you understand that? It will cost us. We will be precluded from what now? Entering the sanctuary. The church is at the threshold of breaking through the barrier called the veil. We are about to break through and begin to touch things that belong to the other realm. They will become part of our normal life, what now? Style. That realm will no longer be, do you understand, a stranger. We will not be visiting, but we will be what now? Abiding. Praise the name of the Lord. But brethren, this stranger cannot enter. If you do not separate yourself from the stranger, then you will be what now? Excluded. That's how costly it can be. So it is time to search our lands. Brethren, are we together? You see, when you say, God, search me, it's not a poem. Hallelujah. You need to search Jerusalem with lamp. Praise the name of the Lord. Flush out the strangers. Get them out. Brethren, so that we can enter. You know, when God excluded Adam from the garden, it wasn't because he really had a problem with Adam per se. There was something within Adam, hallelujah, that wanted access. And God said, Adam, you come back, but only when these strangers have been what now? Have been judged. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what the flaming sword is what now? All about. Because my soul has joined up with these strangers and married them. I married these strange women. I'm clung to them so much. When God is smiting the strangers, it feels like he's smiting who? He's smiting me. Do you understand that? That's what the fire is all about. God is burning out these strange things within our members. Praise the name of the Lord. But all of us have a choice to make. We must separate ourselves. We must sanctify ourselves. Praise the name of the Lord. So that the uncircumcised and the unclean cannot what now? Come in. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? There is a call. If we were joking yesterday, that joke ends tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. If we were playing yesterday, that play ends tonight. Because my life and your life depends on what we do with what now? These strangers. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the time for the cleansing of the sanctuary. God is about to purge his house. And by the time God is done with it, he says, no stranger will be found in your midst. Praise the name of the Lord. The uncircumcised and the unclean will not be able to come in again. Praise the name of the Lord. And then the Lord himself will dwell in the midst of you. Hallelujah. He said, I will not abhor you anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. I will come, I will dwell in you. You will be called the holy city.
Amen. You will be called a city sought after. You will be called a habitation of justice, the mountain of His holiness. You will be called by a new name because the strangers have been driven out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brethren, God is saying, love not the world. Neither what now? The things that are, the things that sound very appealing. A time comes when your eyes open. Do you understand that, brethren? You know, when you were a child, you thought like a child. You found some of these things attractive. A time comes when you realize that it's just trash. Praise the name of the Lord. That's one of the challenges that young people have today. The challenge of the environment. But brethren, God is calling us to a different environment. The sanctuary is God's environment. It is God's presence. It is the realm of God's spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants us to dwell. He wants to plant you in His sanctuary. He wants to root you there. He wants to ground you there. He wants to establish you. You will no longer go out again. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we ready for this? Are we ready to make a covenant with God? Abraham had to make a covenant. You must be a covenant person. You know, sometimes there was something that happened when I was in youth service. A sister, we were serving together. She's pretty. So they invited her to contest for Miss NYSC. And she wept. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand? She came to me, she said, she was crying. He said, is it that they have not seen the glory of God in me? I mean, she felt bad that they could try to reduce her. Today, Christian pastors are encouraging their congregation to go for Miss Nigeria, Miss World. She wept. She wasn't pretending. She felt so bad that they looked at her. They didn't see Christ in her. Brethren, we must come to that point. Hallelujah. When men should admire you, if you're a sister, do you understand? For the Spirit of Christ that is in you. Not for your hairstyle. Are we together, brethren? Not for the whatever. But they should see the glory of God in you. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the adornment that is of a great value in the sight of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, I pray that God will touch our hearts. It's a new day. Hallelujah. It's a new beginning. And God is cleansing His house. Every filthiness must go. Every uncleanness must go. Every stranger must go. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all.